Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we discuss tools that will assist you in opening awareness to your own incredible truth and empower your journey to authentic living. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. Before we get to our tool for the show, I want to share with you an amazing experience that I had last week. You may have noticed that we aired a replay, and that was because I was traveling to my wife's family reunion up in central Michigan. And the added benefit to this incredible trip was that our flight landed in Detroit, and I was able to take time to visit the Empower Radio studio before driving to our destination. While the trip had many highlights, this visit to the studio was one that I will treasure for a very long time. Most of you know what a huge fan I am of Empower Radio. And it's not just because Life's Toolbox is aired here. It's because of the work that's done here and the material presented by all the shows. Empower Radio is truly making a positive difference in this world. The work done here matters, and it makes a difference in elevating the well-being throughout the world. Well, my love for this Empower family has grown exponentially. I've been hosting Life's Toolbox for nearly 6 years and co-hosted Simple Steps Real Change with Cheryl Maloney for a year and a half before that. This was the first time that I actually had a chance to visit the studio and meet Brent Carey and Mark Wilson. For those of you who don't know who these guys are, Brent is the creator and founder of Empower Radio, the visionary that decided that this world could use these beautiful, positive messages. And Mark is my producer for this show and several others. Both of these guys truly love what they're doing. I've always considered both Brent and Mark as dear friends, and this has grown as well. This trip has caused me to be even more committed to the work here at Empower Radio through this show and any other way I can help. These folks here truly believe in what they're doing, and their love for the work, for this work that serves well-being and highest good for the listeners, is truly authentic. I always knew it was, but meeting them in person and spending some time with them deepened my belief and my knowing that this work is powerful for them as well. The content provided by Empower Radio and the show host make a difference in this world that is creating ripples of goodness and love. These shows have a wonderful platform to make this positive difference, but it is the heartfelt intent of each host and each person behind the scenes that creates this positive difference. We each can make an Empower difference on some level, whether you have a podcast or not, and that's kind of what today's tool is all about, but we're going to get to that in a minute. I tell you all of this not as an advertisement for Empower Radio, but because this is a beautiful example of our tool today. Our tool today is focused on how what we do and how we do it matters. The tool for today is You Matter. Each of us, and yes, this includes you, have within us the tools and the gifts to heal the world. Each of us matter and can easily elevate love over hate and peace over chaos. You know, I'm going to begin our talk on this tool by reading a blog from a dear friend of mine that spoke to this, and the blog came out earlier this week. Her name is Gloria Jeannie Richards, and she writes a blog called Sharing Random Thoughts. And the subtitle of this, I absolutely love, the subtitle of her blog is The Wonderings of a Wandering Mind. This is a weekly blog, and Gloria has many wonderful thoughts to share. Last week's blog, the one that touched me so much, is titled Our Big Little Parts. And this has nothing to do with weight gain or weight loss. She opens with this beautiful quote. Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has. And that's from Margaret Mead. Gloria then writes her blog in addressing this beautiful quote. And here's what Gloria writes. I read the above quote the other day. It really struck a chord within me and reminded me of a recent talk I heard from Marianne Williamson. Marianne gives weekly talks on the teachings of the Course in Miracles. And this one time she spoke about how we each have been given a part to play in healing our world. My first thought was, I don't have any talent or ability to heal the world. Then she went on to say that all we need to do is go about our everyday activities, our jobs, our lives, all our interactions with people, but just do everything from a place of love. Greet everyone we meet with a smile and silently recognize the divine in everyone. That is something we should all be able to do. Just follow the golden rule. Simply treat others the way you want to be treated. Whatever our role in society, that is where we are meant to be, and that is where we can make a difference. We may never know how we are affecting the people around us, but if we treat each other with love and respect, we are contributing to the betterment of our world. No matter the position you occupy in life, be the best you can be. I.e., if you're digging a ditch, dig the best ditch you can. We are all equally important in the scheme of things. No one is more or less important than anyone else. One of Marianne's favorite sayings, which I believe is also from A Course in Miracles, is, "All the children of God are special, and none of the children of God are special." I have heard from many different teachings that only love will conquer hate, just as only light can conquer darkness. These days, it is going to take an awful lot of love to overcome all the hate that's being promoted. Once again, paraphrasing Marianne, those of us who love need to love with the same amount of conviction or more than those who hate. For indeed, the haters among us really hate with a vengeance, so let us all start really loving with a vengeance. And then she closes with, until next time, Gloria Jeannie. Now, if that spoke to your heart like it did mine, or if you want to find out more about Gloria's writing, visit sharingrandomthoughts.com. That's all lowercase, sharingrandomthoughts.com. When you visit that, you're going to find many of her previous blogs, and there's also a place to sign up so that you can receive a copy of her blog each week in your inbox. So that ends her blog. So let's begin our chat around the tool with the quote from Margaret Mead that Gloria references. Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has. Anyone having a hard time believing the truth behind this quote, or believing they cannot make a difference, or that their thoughts do not matter, need look no further than the beginning of these United States. A small group of people committed to a better life for themselves and others changed their world. And in doing so, they changed the entire world. We can also look to Bill Gates or Steve Jobs as examples of what a person's idea combined with a group of committed people can do. They changed the way we live our lives. Even if you do not have a computer or a cell phone, the way you live your life has been greatly affected by the products created by these men and the people around them. Henry Ford's another great example, and he and the people around him changed the manufacturing world, and that has affected you today. And folks, it did not take long for these changes to take hold. A funny story before we continue, I was reminded of this fact, you know, not too long ago about how fast things can change. When I was talking to a teenager, and I mentioned in our conversation, I mentioned payphones. This person had no clue what I was talking about. They actually thought that I had misspoken, and they corrected me by saying, "Oh, you mean prepaid phones." And I realized then that we were on the same page. The look on this person's face as I was describing what a payphone was and how I had, when I used to travel for work, I had to stop at places along the road to visit a payphone so I could call back into the office. The look on their face was absolutely amazing. It was so much fun. But it just proves that a small group of people with an idea can drastically change the world. The point is that change happens, and it can happen fast. And folks, it's not just groups that make the difference. We are powerful on our own. In the midst of change, sometimes it seems like it's taking forever. And sometimes it even seems like our actions have no effect in our own lives, much less the world. But as we move down the road a bit, we can kind of look back and reflect back at where we started, and we'll see just what a difference we made. So when you put into practice what we're talking about here, do not get discouraged. You do matter, and so do your actions. Gloria mentioned in her blog that she questioned whether she had the talent or a gift that she could use to make a difference in the world. It is safe to say she is not alone. You know, how often have you told yourself the same thing, that you weren't good enough, or you didn't have a gift, or you didn't have anything worthy of sharing, or you didn't have anything that people wanted to hear? You do. You have something to share, and we'll get into more of that here in just a few minutes. It is said that when the pain of staying the same outweighs the pain of change, change occurs. If this is true, and I believe it is, and if pain was the only thing stopping us from making change, we would have changed. We would have changed everything that causes us pain. We would have changed our expression into this world, and we would all be creators of love and peace. But pain is not the only fear that we face. There's a greater fear. The fear of our truth. The truth within us. In this truth, we are powerful beyond measure. We are capable of all that we desire, and we truly do make a difference. Each time I talk on this subject of making a difference, I am reminded of Marianne Williamson's quote from her Return to Love. And here's a portion of that that most of us have already heard. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Very few of us have peered into our amazing light and embraced the truth that lies within. The fear that prevents us from seeing our light, for most of us, is that we see that light as something that's going to illuminate our weaknesses or our flaws. Many of us see our light and compare it to the light of others, and then we find ourselves lacking because we're not seeing deeply into our light. We're only kind of seeing the surface that carries that fear with it. When we do this, we are not seeing the fullness and the perfection of our light. We are not seeing the gifts we have to share. Last week, we lost a person who shared greatly with this world. We lost Aretha Franklin, and I'm sure that most of you have heard that that her passing, being on August 16th of 2018, was 41 years to the day after Elvis Presley's passing. The Queen of Soul and the King of Rock on the same day. I mean, how crazy is that? But anyway, many of us felt a great connection to these two entertainers. We look at both of these beautiful souls, as well as many other, you know, performers and teachers and speakers and actors and athletes. We see all these people as very talented, very inspirational, very gifted. Some of you may look at the host here on Empower Radio as very talented or gifted as well, and they are. So why is it that we can appreciate the talent and the gifts of others and not recognize our own talents and gifts? It is not so much the songs that they sing or the words that they speak that we are drawn to. It is the intention and heart that is offered when they share their gifts. The difference between those people we place on pedestals and each of us is that these people truly opened their heart. We feel vulnerable when we open our hearts for others to see. We feel that we will be harmed if people can see our truth. Despite these fears these people may have had in opening themselves to the world, they chose to share their gifts. The pain of not sharing was greater than the pain they might feel when they did. It is not that they were gifted with a huge platform to share their gifts, and then they shared. They opened their hearts first, shared their songs and their messages, and they created the platform upon which they stand now. We can all do that. If you may not have the singing voice like Elvis or Aretha, you may not have a radio show to voice your thoughts, but you do have a talent or a gift worth sharing. You have an essence that is uniquely you, and when you express your essence through your actions, whatever they may be, you can elevate love and peace. That is the light that Marianne Williamson speaks of in her quote. When we look into our light, and see beyond the fears of what our ego says we will find, we will see truth. We will see the goodness and kindness we have within that will shift the world around us. It is common practice to hide our light and wait for others to make a difference. It is easy to think others are better equipped to heal the world than we are. It may be easy to believe that, but it's not the truth. We all have something worth offering, and we all have a platform from which to share. Our platform is found in each moment of each day. It is the life that we live. Our platform is our life. Now, let me read the rest of the quote from Marianne Williamson that many people miss, because it also adds a lot to this conversation. This quote goes on to say, "Joy is what happens to us when we allow ourselves to recognize how good things really are. Love is what we were born with. Fear is what we learned here. In every community, there is work to be done. In every nation, there are wounds to heal. In every heart, there is the power to do it. The practice of forgiveness is our most important contribution to the healing of the world. We are not held back by the love we didn't receive in the past, but by the love we're not extending in the present. We can always choose to perceive things differently. You can focus on what's wrong in your life, or you can focus on what's right." Marianne then offers a prayer, and the prayer is simple. It is, "Dear God, please send me the spirit of your peace. Then send, dear Lord, the spirit of peace from me to all the world. Amen." What a beautiful offering or gift that we could give to the world, saying that prayer and meaning it. Marianne then wraps up this statement when she says, "The first step in forgiveness is the willingness to forgive. Maturity includes the recognition that no one is going to see anything in us that we don't see in ourselves. Stop waiting on a producer. Produce yourself." This beautiful quote speaks directly to the power within you to be a catalyst for healing. We must first see the goodness within us. Once we see this goodness, we must forgive ourselves for believing the illusion of not being enough, of being less than, of not being powerful. With forgiveness, we empower ourselves to offer our gifts of love. When we can see and believe our light, we are able to let go of fear and judgment and comparison, and we realize that what we do matters. Our efforts matter. Our expression into the world matters. We matter. We need only adjust our perceptions and expressions to make a difference. When we turn our focus from all that we perceive as wrong in the world and embrace all that is good, we shift energy. Now, the truth in this is that no matter what your expression is into the world, you are making changes. If your expression is driven by the negativity you see, your expression will be negative. If you focus on all that is positive, your expression will be positive. Focusing on the positive, though, does not mean that there is no negative. It simply means that you are creating positive energy within you that empowers you to positively affect the world around you, no matter what's going on. If you choose to wait around for someone else to make the changes you desire, you are creating an energy of lack and not good enough, and that will be your expression into the world. When you choose instead to express love and peace into every interaction with others and every experience you have, love becomes your expression, and love and peace then grow. We often find it difficult to express love and peace when our life seems to be in turmoil. Folks, that is when we actually need to ramp up our expressions of love and peace. When we face the turmoil from a place of love, we will find more love, and then the turmoil begins to calm. When we approach the turmoil and chaos that we find in life with love and peace as our expression, we open ourselves to see opportunity and options to transform and heal the turmoil. The chaos of the world will not stop when we find love and peace within, and it will not even stop when we share it out to others. Our perceptions of the chaos, though, will be peaceful and loving. It is not that when we find love and peace within that we ignore all that's happening in the world. We just respond to it with love and peace, and we allow positive changes to occur. Even if the only change while the chaos occurs is our internal feelings moving from anger to love or chaos to peace, we have elevated love in this world. Let's talk about the importance of our expression and how we can practice all of this. Many of us read uplifting and self-growth books. We attend seminars to help us learn how to connect with our authenticity. We listen to podcasts about finding peace. Many of us study meditation techniques and listen to meditation music. It is not enough to stay in learning mode. As much as I hope people will continue buying my books, enrolling in my seminars, listening to this show, the true change occurs only when we put all the learning to work. Now, do not hear me saying to stop learning. That's not what I'm saying at all. I am constantly expanding my awareness and knowledge and all things that assist me in being more authentic and true, and I hope that you do the same. I am just saying that we've got to get out of learning mode sometimes and get into practice mode. If we never do that, all that we learn will serve no purpose at all. We put it to work by practicing all that we have learned. I use the word practice here because this is an evolution. It's the evolution of our belief and our expression, and it's an ongoing process. You know, I truly believe that I will never stop evolving, and I don't think anybody else will either. I also believe we choose the direction of our evolution. If we choose the direction of our evolution to be one of learning constantly and nothing else, we're going to keep picking up facts and information, but we're not ever going to change anything. We have to change what we do. We have to change our expression. We have to put into practice all of the great things that we're learning. You can create a practice that serves you well when you keep your desired results as your focus and refuse to be pulled into anything that threatens to pull you away from that focus. For me, I set the tone for my day by connecting with positive thoughts about how I will experience the day. Call them affirmations if you want. Call them whatever you want. But these thoughts, when I spend time with them and connect to the feelings associated with them, I create an energy that guides me in all I do. Once I connect with these feelings, I like to meditate and allow them to sink in more deeply. Sometimes that meditation is in my office. I put on some gentle music playing in the background. Other times I'm out in nature. I'm standing in the woods with my eyes wide open and taking in all of nature, all the beauty around me, hearing the sounds. But I'm still focusing on those positive thoughts and those feelings that are associated with them. And we've talked about doing a gratitude practice. This is tremendously helpful in finding an empowering practice for your day. Gratitude journals, gratitude walks, taking time in the morning and the evening to just hold things in gratitude. All of this serves you, and it serves you to elevate your expression of love into the world. Affirmative prayer is another way to connect with your truth and set the tone for the day. The key, though, is to create a practice that lets you see your light, your goodness, your kindness. Once you've connected with these, see them as gifts that you have within you that you can share with the world. If you have a voice like Aretha or Elvis, then sing. If you have the moves of Fred Astaire, then dance. If you have a mind that allows you to create technology to heal the world, create technology. Even if you do not recognize the gifts within, you do have love and kindness. We all do. In all you do, do it with love. As Gloria said in her blog, even if you are digging a ditch, dig the best ditch that you can possibly dig and do it with love. Begin your practice by embracing the authentic love and peace within you. Express that out into the world. Share it into every interaction with others that you have and embrace the healing that occurs. That's a gift and that's a talent. You matter. You are powerful to create positive change in all you do and beyond. The time is now for you to embrace your light and share your gifts with others. This world needs it. This world needs the healing that is associated with your truth, with your light. Begin with love as your expression into all you do, See the beautiful light of your truth and embrace the healing and positive change that you spark. Thank you so much for listening in today. I invite you to join the Life's Toolbox Facebook, Life's Toolbox group on Facebook. Ask questions there. Begin conversations. I would love to see this group as a platform we can use to elevate love and peace in the world. I want you to use this group to empower your own journey in life. And doing that, you may very well shine your light on how others can empower their own journey. Also, please visit my website at www.kennybrixey.com to find out how my work will assist you in opening awareness to your own authentic truth. On the site, you're going to find out more about my books, my personal and spiritual growth workshops, coaching programs, corporate workshops, team developments. I mean, you're going to find out all kinds of stuff, probably more than you even care to know about, but there's a lot of good stuff there too. So join that and then look for me on Facebook and many other ways, Instagram, all kinds of places. Check out the other amazing shows here on Empower Radio. You will find at least one that speaks to your heart, and be sure to share Life's Toolbox and other shows with your friends and family. When you do, you are sharing and elevating positive energy throughout this world. You're sharing your light. You're sharing your gifts. Even though you didn't create that show, the act of sharing is your gift. As always, my deepest gratitude goes out to Brent Carey and Mark back at the Empower Studios that make all of this possible. And until next week and beyond, remember, you matter. Express your truth and love into all you do. Love and peace.